Blog Talk Radio.
Miss P, and I am co-hosting tonight for the amazing, the beautiful, the talented, the empowering Miss K Bookman. How you doing tonight?
I am lovely, and I hope I can live up to everything that you just put out there.
You will, then some, because I'm sure everyone who's in tune with K Bookman knows just how amazing she is. And I just love it, because anytime I say Kay Bookman, people's like, oh, I just love her. So, you know, come on, Kay, you know you're lovable. So for everybody who's getting in tune with Miss Kay Bookman for the first time, Kay, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a mommy, first and foremost, a wife, and I love positivity, and I love people. And so, actually, this Power Hour segment is going to enable me to combine a lot of those things. But I love music as well. And it's hard for me to talk about myself, but I like to talk about other people. I do. I do. Because I think I'm kind of boring personally, you know. I love music. I love to write. I love to talk to people. And I love positivity, and I love making people smile.
Definitely, because I'm over here with a huge Kool-Aid smile, so I'm definitely cheesing, guys. I'm definitely cheesing. So this is exciting. This is really exciting, and I'm so humbled by the fact that you're on the team, you're part of the family, and this is all happening right now on the Intune show. So, for all you guys that are not following Kay Bookman, take the time to do so now. Kay, you want to let them know where they can follow you at to stay in tune?
Yes, you can follow me at K_Bookman on Twitter.
ASAP. That's all I have to say about that. ASAP. Okay?
And so welcome who are... to you.
Exactly. Do it. Get it popping right now. And on Facebook, too. Right, Kay? Like, can't they find you on Facebook?
Yes, they can find me on Facebook under Kristen Bookman -Katon.
Exactly. And for all those who are interested in, you know, coming on to Kay Bookman, the Power Hour, then definitely email her. Let them know where they can find you, girl.
Sure. You can email me at kbook.intuned@gmail.com. And let me know. Let's chat it up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And what kind of people are you looking, you know, forward into interviewing? Because, you know, everyone is, you know, somebody. Let's just put that out there first and foremost. And everyone is amazing in their own way. But the Power Hour is dedicated to people that are empowering.
Passionate. Yes, empowering, passionate. You can have a cart that sells hot dogs on the corner. If you're out there and you're pushing and that's your dream, then I want to talk to you. It's not about being a respecter of persons. It's a respecter of those who cherish that gift of their passion, because everybody does not pursue their passions, and it's admirable when someone has the gall, the audacity, and the strength to go after whatever it is that they dream of. I want to talk to them because that inspires me and keeps me going.
I know, that's right. And this is why no one can have her. So if there's other stations tuned in right now, she's all mine for this exact reason, okay? I don't care what you're doing, flipping burgers, whatever it is. If you're amazing, get in tune with Kay Bookman because we would love to have you on the Power Hour. So who is the amazing person that we're having on the show tonight, Kay?
Oh, boy. Okay, just to give you a little background on Miss El Sheree Dean, who is the resident Jill of all trades here in central Mississippi and beyond, I moved to Jackson around the beginning of this year, and I'm a firm believer in utilizing social media outlets for up-to-date information. I mean, really, social networking is slowly but surely taking the place of search engines, period. But I digress. I stumbled across her Twitter handle in my quest to discover more about my new surroundings and was amazed. This girl knew everything, and if she didn't, she'd know it by the end of the day. Beyond that, she genuinely loved being of assistance. And I don't know about you guys, but when I come across people with that spirit, I try to keep them around any way I can. But little did I know, this was all a prequel of sorts, an indication of where her heart and passion lie, and an intimation of where they would take her, all in the interest of supporting others. The motto of the El Sheree Alert is, you don't have to be famous to do something relevant, do something positive. But we'll let her fill you in on the El Sheree Alert as well as all the other hats she wears. So may we present CEO, celebrity journalist, promoter, booking manager, philanthropist, and all at the ripe old age of 30, I might add, Miss El Sheree Dean.
Yes, I am so excited. I mean, can I get an intro like that? I mean, seriously, though?
Well,
that was just like
an amazing person.
Oh my God. Okay. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat like, what? I mean, you made it so like, I mean, she is amazing, and I've done some research on her myself, and I was just like totally blown away myself. I was like, wow, wow, and wow. It's like, that I collect everywhere
so
that I read.
Humble.
Yes.
And so humble and so laid back. She's so nonchalant about all the amazing things that she is. I mean, that makes her even more fascinating.
Exactly. Exactly, because I don't even know. When I have a certain shade of blonde in my hair, I have to talk about it. So for her to just, like, just be so relaxed about it, it's like you said, it's humbling, it's inspiring, and it gives you something else to look into as, you know, a woman, one, and look forward in meeting other women, too. Because women can
right.
be so catty, but when you find a woman as genuine, it's just like you just have to embrace that and don't
exactly.
let it go. That's exactly. right. So I guess that alert means something, like beware. Because I'm amazing.
Beware, El Sheree is coming.
I love
we'll
it.
Talk to her about that. She needs a new motto. Alert, El Sheree is on the move.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, just these whole, like, how Beyonce had ring the alarm.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, maybe I'm doing a little much, but I'm just saying. I love it.
Oh,
the
no,
whole concept
no,
of it
no.
all. So if
definitely.
Anyone wants, yeah, definitely. So if anyone wants to call in to ask a question, to voice their opinion, or ingratiate her for those who know her personally that's tuned in, dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be on with Kay Bookman and Miss P. So without further ado, you know, Miss El Sheree, if you're on the line, press 1 so we can just, you know, bring you right on and, you know, put you on the hot seat. So, you know, do. And by the way, Kay, we have a quadrillion people in tuned right now.
Wow, really?
We really
That's amazing.
Do.
That's amazing.
Quadrillion. Okay? So for all those who are tuned in for the first time, Kay Bookman and I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show and now the Power Hour that's happening twice a month with Kay Bookman, we look forward to, like, just, you know, bringing nothing but love and yumminess and jokes to the,
yes.
to the segment.
Welcome. All of you, welcome.
So without further ado, let's bring this amazing woman on so we can get in tune with her. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Lay. ladies.
Hi.
Hello, 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 El Cherie.
How you doing?
Welcome. I think we need to start off by just saying happy birthday to your dad.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yes, my dad's birthday is today. We're actually outside a restaurant right now celebrating his birthday. So
I feel a kind of way about that because I have no cake, no plate.
I'm sorry. I'll email it to you. Had a nice carrot cake my sister baked for him, and just dined at the fabulous Table 100 in Flowood, Mississippi. It's absolutely delicious.
Oh, you're right down the street from me. I'm getting in my car.
Well, come on down. Come on. I've already paid for my ticket, so, you know, just leave it there for him. I'll get it next time. I really want to thank you ladies for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a pleasure. And, of course, when I came up with this concept, this screams, El Cherie, El Cherie, El Cherie. So I had to have you on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so without further ado, we're just going to jump right in because we know you with Daddy and, you know, you having carrot cake without us and you're going to email me a piece later, so I'll be looking forward to that. So, you know, take it away, Kate Bookman.
Okay. All right, young lady. I would love for you to tell us a little bit about your baby, the El Cherie Alert.
The El Cherie Alert. Okay. Yes, it's pretty much my baby. That's what I'm doing 24 hours a day. The El Cherie Alert actually started off as a joke. I live in Jackson, Mississippi, and friends and family, for some reason, always thought I knew what was going on in the area. So whether they were coming in from out of town or just, you know, wanting to know where they need to go for the weekend, everybody was asking me. So I think I got on Twitter one day and I was like, fine, since y'all going to ask me everything, I'm going to just, you know, spit out some stuff. So I started collecting events, you know, per se, and just putting it out there and saying, hey, this is what's happening this weekend in Jackson, you know. So I kind of came up with the El Cherie Alert. I just slapped it on there. And then people were asking, oh, what is that? And I was like, it's nothing. You know, I hadn't even put any thought into it. But once I started getting so many questions about it, I was like, well, maybe this is something. So I started thinking, and I went to sleep one night, and I'm not really sure if it was a dream or what, but woke up the next day all excited, and I said, I am going to have a website, and I'm going to promote fabulous positive events, and I'm going to promote fabulous positive people, whether they are famous or not. And then all of a sudden, the tagline, you don't have to be famous to be relevant, do something positive, came up, and it stuck with me. So I started, just throwing stuff out there just to see what people would say. I threw a fake logo out there, and I threw the tag out there, and everybody was really responding to it. And I got a call from a friend in Houston, said, hey, I'm going to build your website. So that's really how I got started, and I was just amazed at the positive feedback that I've received and how far it's come in a couple of short months. It's overwhelming. Actually, all the support from my friends, my family, and the fact that the El Cherie Alert is really pushing a positive message and promoting people that you may not, you know, hear their voices. They're everyday people. They're not celebrities, most of them not, but they are really doing something special and quite positive in their communities and moving it forward. And I thought it would be great just to showcase those people, whether they're doing something in philanthropy or if it's their business that they've started. I just thought it would be something great, kind of like what you guys are doing, something great to promote those people. And I also have membership, so I have great, fabulous members. All of my members are doing something different, doing something awesome, whether it's entertainment or accounting or filming, or they have retail. It's just everywhere. I even have a lady who's on air She's on the radio here in Jackson, and she's a member. So there's different people who are joining every month, and I'm excited about that. Different people who are subscribing to the website. I'm getting loads of support and people telling me what they think about the site and what they think about the concept. So, yes, it's my baby, and I love it, and I'm having so much fun with it.
Yay. And I just wanted to kind of piggyback off that a little bit, if I may. I just wanted to say that, you know, in my mind, we're all celebrity. Everyone is important in their own way. So, you know,
right,
yes,
right.
You do have a ton of celebrities on your site, and you get in tune with a ton of people that's just as awesome as you are, and the next one, and the next one. So we're all celebrities in my mind.
I like it.
But I also wanted to ask you, how do you motivate yourself to stay motivated? You know, because that's my problem. Without coffee, I don't know, but what's your... concept.
Yeah, see, coffee makes me go to sleep, so that coffee doesn't do anything for me. I'm a sugar person, so feed me cookies and ice cream and cake and candy, I'm good. But as far as my motivation, I think my motivation now, I can definitely say it's coming from the people that I even feature. Those people come back to me, and they tell me how wonderful they thought the feature was and how excited they are to even be on the site. And I'm like, I'm really nobody. But for some reason, people think this is like the best thing since sliced bread, which is great. And I'm enjoying, you know, watching other people blossom and watching other people grow just from being noticed. I got an email from one of my poets that was featured under Poetic Whispers on the site. And she emailed me and almost brought me to tears. I'm sitting at work like, I can't believe she just wrote me that. I mean, she talked about how just being featured on the show or on the site has brought so much attention to her and her book and things that she wants to do, and it's just blessed her in many ways. And that's the motivation itself, knowing that you're actually, you know, I'm actually helping somebody and people are seeing other people's values and the positive things that they're putting into the world. And, you know, it's just really a good feeling. So that motivates me because, you know, you never know who's paying attention to you. And that's the most shocking thing about this is I have people who are paying attention to me I never even knew who I was. And it's just amazing. People are stopping me in my own city, people I've never seen before saying, hey, aren't you El Sheree? And I'm like, how in the world do you know me? So it's really kind of funny. You know, I'm trying to get used to something like that. And everybody keeps telling me, you know, you better get used to it. You know, a lot more people are going to know you. I'm like, really? That's not really what I'm doing. It's what I really want to do is just really push others forward. And I'm just having fun doing it. So that's my motivation. My motivation is my family, my motivation is my friends who continue to encourage me, and my members. Oh, my members, they keep me abreast on who's contacting them. They let me know, hey, I just got a call or I got an email or someone saw your tweets on Twitter or got your e-newsletter and was like, they want to book me or they want to hire me. So that's motivation to me, knowing that, you know, what I've promised my members is actually working.
Absolutely. That's amazing. Can I hug you?
Yeah, sure. Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she wonderful?
Yeah, I love it.
Exceptional.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so... let's talk a little bit about Denim Magazine, the celebrity interviews you've been doing, young lady.
How did that start? Well, Denim Magazine is the brainchild of whom I like to call my twin. His name is Jay Bolin. He's a celebrity fashion stylist. He's out of Jackson, Mississippi. And he's kind of nationally known now, or at least getting there. He's everywhere. He called me, and by the way, I call him twin because our birthday is on the same day. He's like a couple of hours older than me. I like to tell him that. But he called me. We were friends before, of course, and he called me and said, hey, I have a big idea I want to share with you. He told me about it, and he was like, I got a job for you. And I was like, okay. I had no idea. Most of the time when people are calling me, they're trying to get me to help them put an event together or help them raise some money. So I just knew that's what he was going to, you know, ask me to do. So I was just preparing my mind for that. But he called and said, no, that's not what I want you to do. I want you to interview somebody for me. I said, okay, great. Why am I interviewing somebody? Because I'd never interviewed anybody. So that was kind of funny. Like, why would you want me to interview and I don't have a background in interviewing anyone? So I just said yes, which I always do. I say yes to just about everything. That's part of my problem and part of the good thing as well. So not knowing who I was going to interview, he called me and was like, hey, I need you to interview Melinda Williams. I said, Melinda Williams? Why does that name sound so familiar? And he was like, soul food, Melinda. I said, are you kidding me? I have never interviewed anybody. You want me to interview a celebrity? So that's how it started. And from there, I just like, oh, I can do this. This is so much fun. And I think learning to talk to them is, you know, I don't want to say them like they're some aliens or something, but celebrities, you know, they hold a certain statue, and people put them on a pedestal, as, you know, I guess should. But when you're talking to them, they really want you to just talk to them as a person. And I think being able to talk to Melinda and Vanessa Williams, I love her to death, being able to talk to her and talk to them is, if you know, we're sisters or we're friends, and, you know, try to, you know, have a good conversation on a positive note and all that, they really appreciate it. And, I mean, I absolutely loved it from then on. And I'm excited. And that's why I kind of merged that into the El Sheree Alert, where I started interviewing people. And I'm still learning. I'm still growing. So much more to learn. But, the magazine kind of helped break me out of that shell. And plus, I did some radio as well, so maybe that helped.
And plus, you speak very well, and you convey yourself very well, and, you know,
you're
awesome. So, of course, people want to listen, because I'm sitting here very attentive. Like, yeah, say more, you know.
Thank you.
I'm not falling asleep. I'm not like, oh, God, I need a no-doze, you know, I need a no-doze, but... So it's definitely, you know, I definitely see why, you know, people want to just throw you into stuff because of your personality. You know, I'm ready to throw you into something, too. I'm just trying to figure it out.
Well, just call me, let me know, I'm open.
Okay,
I mean, I'm
so,
always,
you know,
doing something, so.
Exactly, which is amazing, and, you know, why I'm just, you know, one of your supporters now. So
we
already know now that you're a risk taker because you just, you know, was thrown into something that you weren't ready for and you still took it on. We also know that you have I'm not going to say an issue, but you just don't know how to say no, which is some of my problems.
No,
so
I don't.
I'm learning really, really fast.
I'm actually, you know, it's been a problem of mine, and I don't know how that started, to be honest. I really don't. But I think I've been in Jackson now for about 9 years or going on 9 years, and I moved here from Peoria, Illinois, and actually when I was in Peoria, I went to Bradley University, and I really wasn't active. I signed up for millions of organizations at the university, but I wasn't as active. But for some reason, when I transferred to Jackson State, I joined just about everything, but there was one that stuck with me, and that was the American Marketing Association. Actually, I got tricked into joining that group, and he knows who he is. But it was a great learning experience. I ended up being the president. Mind you, I'm a business administration major, so, you know, a BA major residing over marketing students was kind of rough at first, because they assume you don't know as much as they do. But it was a lot of fun, and it taught me a lot. And once I took on that role, that's when I think I began to just say yes to everything. People are like, hey, we're going to have an event. We need your help on this. And I'm like, sure. I need to study. I'm like, okay, I can juggle this. So it was like I was always doing something. And even now, even though I have the El Sheree Alert, I'm still a part of Mississippi Greek Weekend. Co-chair. I was co-chair last year. And I do Light the Night for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, sit on the executive committee for that here. I'm a part of J. Lee Productions team. That's we produce stage plays, short films, and documentaries. Earlier, I think it ended earlier this year, where I was managing a group of DJs called Mixed Eye DJs, and all of them are in Jackson, Mississippi, and they're all doing well still. I'm trying to think if it's something else I was doing. I'm always into something. Guapington Enterprises, part of their marketing committee. Gosh, I don't know. It's just so much that I've been involved in. I don't know how to say no to. And of course, denim. I'm just engulfing everything. And I think I'm one of those people that if I'm not busy, then I'm super bored. So if my time isn't occupied, then I might go a little crazy, or I'll just start eating a lot. So I have to do something. Oh yeah, that's one of my pastimes.
Please, you have a
and
nice
everybody
figure.
Around here knows that that's what I love to do is eat. Oh honey, I have to get in the gym. But
No. Let me just say really, really quick that I post your picture on my first Facebook page. And it
uh-huh.
was so many likes, and like all I did was like reload
really?
The page, and I was like, wait a minute, hold up, what's happening? Like you still in my shine, El Sheree? Like what's happening? Like,
I'm sorry, take it off.
Ow.
I'm sorry.
She is so pretty though, and then there's you know people started
you.
Commenting and saying how
Thank
pretty you were, and I was like, absolutely, she's amazing, she's gorgeous, check her out. So definitely,
Thank
well
you.
Deserved. Yes, of course.
Thank you so much.
Mhm.
So I was reading that another of your passions is the independent music scene. So tell me a little bit about why that resonates so with you.
I think working with DJs, well, first I'll say, you know, I started, I was working with WJSU, FM 88.5 in Jackson, Mississippi. It's affiliated with Jackson State University. And I kind of got pushed. I was working there as a you know, a student worker, I was just thinking I was going to shuffle some paper around, but I kind of got thrown on the air one night because someone didn't do their show. And I realized, now, mind you, I've never done that before, so I seem to keep getting in these situations where I've never done it, and I end up doing it, and it turns out well, which I guess is a good thing. So I found that, hey, I have a niche in radio as well, so that was exciting, but I think doing radio and then working with DJs a lot. I have a lot of DJ friends around here that I'm really close to, really good friends with, and I think they introduced me to a lot of the local artists here. And I know sometimes people are like, oh, nobody wants to hear a local artist, you know. Everybody wants to be a rapper. Everybody wants to sing, you know, all of that. But it's some real talent in Jackson, Mississippi. It's real talent in Mississippi. And I'm not just talking David Banner. I mean, there are some guys here and some young ladies here who have voices out of this world. And it's just amazing to me. So I think I even go to all the indie shows now. So it's like when I hear it, if I like it, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to promote it because I understand how hard it is to get your passion out for people to take you seriously just because you're not known. So I think getting to know the artists themselves and talking to some of them, I was just like, man, what can I do? Because I love music. So what can I do to help them? And I was like, well, duh, I'll do an indie music challenge. So I started that on the site where I just put it out there, you know, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere, and say, hey, if you got some music, all right, between this date and this date, send me one song, send me your best song, send me a short bio and a professional photo. And then I have a group of judges, including myself, who will go through each of these entries, and God knows sometimes it takes forever because I have so many people submitting, which is a great thing. So I have to go through all this music and listen to it. And I mean, I appreciate the people who really pay attention and actually follow directions. That's because it lets me know that they're actually paying attention, because that's what the record companies are going to look at. You know, are they listening? You know, are they just, you know, trying to throw a bunch of stuff at me? So I take into account who's actually followed directions and listen to everything. And no, I'm not a producer, and no, I can't guarantee that your song is going to be played on the radio. But I will guarantee that if I love it, it's going to be on my site and somebody is going to hear it. So that's what I end up doing. I choose someone each month, put them up, I'll interview them, and, you know, have the music that I've selected, the one that they submitted, I guess, and have that playing where any and everyone can listen to it and they can leave their comments. And I think this last month was Sean C. Johnson. He's a gospel singer. Oh, absolutely amazing. Never heard of this guy before in my life, of course, and he is phenomenal. Don't know why he's not on someone's label. And you guys can listen, go online and listen to him. But he has this song called No Never, and it's infused with jazz and quartet and a whole bunch of stuff, and it's just phenomenal. So it's wonderful to hear different styles of music, and that's the thing. A lot of people thought maybe I was just looking for hip-hop because my first Indie Challenge winner was Dave East, and he's great hip-hop. Like, but it's not that hardcore, you know, slap your mama, kick your kids type music. It was real stuff that I enjoyed hearing in the 80s and the 90s. So it's been such a pleasure just to meet these people and hear their music and try to at least get some exposure for them.
Awesome. So what have you learned in the process of building your brand so far?
Well, I've learned that it's hard work. It's hard work, but I guess I don't necessarily look at it that way because I'm having so much fun with it. But I think what I have to realize is that everything that I'm doing is ever changing. Music is changing. People are changing. I have to be able to stay up with lingos and stay up with social media changes. It's a lot that I need to keep up. And then there's the business side of it. Like, do I need a lawyer? Like, this is different things that, just in case, you know, you never know. So it's just, like, different things that I'm learning. And I'm being counseled by people who own businesses, and just people who know what they're doing, basically. So it's just a lot. I don't really know where to start as far as saying what I've learned. I think I'm growing and I'm learning more about myself. I'm learning more about, you know, the passion that I have for seeing other people grow and having some part in it. Because to me, that's so much more fun than, you know, having all the limelight. It just seems like it's just an exciting thing to be able to say, God, they were on my site. Ooh, I was the first one to talk to them, or something like that. You know, so I mean, I don't know. It's just so much, and I'm still learning now. I had to learn how to upload my stuff on my own website because, of course, I had someone else doing it. But because I'm so impatient, I had to call him and say, "Look, I want this up now, and I don't have time to wait to get off your phone or stop eating or whatever it is. I want this up right now." And that's the thing, I get so excited about it. Like today, so excited to put out these features. I did a feature with Miss Boomy Queen Franklin, and she started a business called TAPS, Thick and Proud Sisters, and it's basically empowering curvaceous women that they are, you know, they're beautiful and that they can model and they can be into fashion and stuff like that. And that's in out of Jackson, Mississippi. So I was able to put her up today, and oh, I had an awesome phone interview with Ray Edwards Jr. of the Atlanta Falcons the other day. So that was put up today. And then another young man by the name of Fifth Child, he's a major hip hop artist out of Jackson, Mississippi, and he's pulling in some major weight. And so it was just great. Like now, because I know how to upload my own stuff, I can put it up when I want to. I don't have to wait. So it was that to me. It's just little things that I'm learning and just growing as, I don't know what you call me, to be honest. I'm not really sure, but I mean, just growing as a person and as a businesswoman, whatever. Just as a businesswoman, just trying to, you know, help others, basically. You know, I guess that's it.
Wow. Like, I'm speechless, Kay Bookman.
Real deal. I'm just sitting back like, man, this girl is amazing. But I already knew that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, so take me to this moment. And by the way, I'm going to congratulate you on being featured in the summer 2012 issue of Boom Jackson magazine as an influential Jacksonian. May I add again, that's the right
whole thing. I forgot about that.
30 years old.
I literally
almost
forgot about that.
She's 30.
Okay. So, yeah. 30.
Okay.
I'm 17. What? I'm 16, never been kissed. Okay. Let's,
right.
So, take me back to that moment when you found out that you were being honored in that way.
What I thought somebody was pranking me. Because I know I've seen it, you know, every year they do the influentials, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. But yeah, you know, I guess I never really thought about how can I be in there. I never really even thought about that. So when the lady called me and said, hi, congratulations, Miss L3, you know, she was very chipper and really nice, and I was like, okay, funny. I said, who is this? And, you know, she gave me her name. And she's like, no, really, you're a Jacksonian, and da-da-da-da. And I was like, for real? I said, so how did this happen? You know, and she was like, well, apparently, you know, a lot of people know you because you got nominated by quite a bit of people. I was like, seriously? So, I mean, I'm still like, really? And it was just funny. I found out that one of my coworkers did, and a few other people that I know nominated me. And I was really kind of in shock, like, okay, am I really doing that much? But I guess, like I said, you never know who's watching you. So it was a really big honor. But what freaked me out the most is that, you know, everybody got these nice little pictures with their little descriptions of what they were wearing, and then like a little short thing, a little short write-up about them and what they're doing in the city. And then, of course, it was one guy, and I think he's an architect, and he was on the front cover of the magazine. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I get in there in that section, and they have a whole page for me, and I'm like, why did they pick me for a whole page? I was really kind of embarrassed. Because it's like way too much attention. Why can't I just get like a little square and like everybody else?
Square.
So it was really funny, but it was really cool. And like a lot of people, you know, congratulated me for it and thought it was a really big deal. And okay, I got to tell y'all this. This is funny. Since second grade, I've been signing my autographs. Of course, I couldn't like I've been signing my autographs in second grade, and I always, like, you know, scribble my name, put a flower on the top. Well, I've been doing it all this time. So I thought it was kind of funny. We got a stack of Boom Jackson magazines at the chamber where I work, and lady at the desk was like, you know what? You sign everything. You should autograph them all. So I got every Boom Jackson magazine I could get my hands on, and I autographed everyone. It was hilarious. Someone called me and said, Sheree, why did I pick up a Boom Jackson and you had your signature in there? Because it's me.
Right, so, exactly.
So it was just really something. It was just funny. So I really enjoyed doing it. And actually, you know, people started coming up to me saying, Sheree, can I have your autograph? I'm like, really? Y'all embarrass me. But I got my Sharpie. So
what color do you want?
Blue. That's the only color I use because that's my favorite color. So unless I have a black one around. But it was a really big honor. I was really excited about it, and really happy that people thought that much of me that to be even placed in that category. So it was a really big honor, and I appreciated that very much.
Absolutely. So, you know, through life, through any experience, anything you're trying to build in life, there are ups and there's downs. So what's one failure that you can honestly say that, you know, came and went and was able to contribute to a greater purpose?
I think, which may not even be a failure anymore, but I think in the past I've had millions of different ideas. I wanted to start a online magazine called Yum because I eat all the time, and I think my favorite word is delicious. So I thought, hey, if I start a magazine called Yum, and I don't know what the magazine's gonna be about, but I know the title's gonna be Yum. So it was right. So it was just different things. I've come up with all these different things, and you know, they didn't go through or you know, it was almost, you know, one of those feelings where you don't get picked to be on the team or something. Just mm-hmm. didn't, it just fell through. So I didn't do that. I think I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a failure now, because I think I had to grow into who I was and grow into the person that I knew I could be before I could do any of those crazy things that I was thinking of when I was younger. So like I said at Bradley, I was a part of everything but not really stepping up to the plate to do anything, partly because I didn't think I had you know, the grit to actually be a leader. But then when I got to Jackson State, I don't know what the transition was. I probably just ran my mouth a little too much and somebody just said, here, you do it. And so, I mean, it just, I don't know. I think I wouldn't necessarily call it a failure. I would just call it growth.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so another thing I've noticed about you is that you're consistently positive. Consistently. So what are some of your go-to methods for remaining that way?
Don't really have one, other than the fact that, I mean, negative stuff is out everywhere, like everywhere. And that's all you hear in the news and newspaper. You know, you're on Twitter and somebody talking bad about somebody else, or, you know, somebody, a celebrity is on Twitter and they take a picture of their outfit and somebody won't talk dirty about it. I mean, it's just silly stuff to me. So I don't really have anything that I go to per se to keep me motivated or keep me positive. I think my drive to not want to even be around negativity keeps me positive. And I understand that, and I think with talking with a lot of the celebrities that I've met through the magazine, through Denim magazine, it's allowed me to realize that, hey, these people want to be respected like human beings and not always talked down to or trashed on or anything like that. So, you know, it's always something negative that the media wants to put out, and I felt like the El Shari Alert would be the total opposite. All things positive. If it's not positive, it's not on my site. And that's just how I look at it. And when I talk to people, when I talk to celebrities or non-celebrities, I'm not going to bring up anything. I may know, you know, that it was in the news that they shot somebody that week. I'm not going to bring that up. I'm going to talk about what they're doing in their communities. I'm going to talk about what they're doing, you know, on their jobs that's bringing in money or whatever, whatever it is. If it's positive, that's what I promote. If it's negative, I turn my head to it.
Absolutely. I agree 101% because that's exactly what we do here. So I'm with that. Like you said, if you shot somebody last night, I don't care. I don't want to know about it. Don't make me a witness in this, you know.
Right. Because I mean, you got enough people that are harping on negative energy, and that's just something that I'm not going to do. It's just something I don't choose to do. I mean, why? It's such why? I just
right.
don't think it's necessary.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So if people that are tuned in now, because I must say again, Kay Bookman and El Shari, that everything is just really like blown. Like the chat room's blown up, the lines are all lit up, and I'm just like, oh,
really?
Right. I'm not even joking. Like, it's no time to play no games. This is realness. No, let me stop. So, for anyone who's tuned in and they're interested in, you know, networking with you as far as like your site's concerned, like any artists or, you know, entrepreneurs and things of that nature, how do someone go about, you know, making the cut, so to speak?
Oh, they can hit me up anywhere. I'm everywhere. they can definitely contact me on Twitter. They can follow me on Twitter at @thelshari, LSHERE. I'm sorry, I can't spell my own name. THELSHERIE, thelshari. And you can also email me if you have any questions about the website or, you know, how to join or to subscribe or advertisement, anything like that. Contact me at thelshariealert@gmail.com. And actually, I want to throw out there, if there are any listeners who may own a business or an individual or someone with a company and they're interested in becoming a member of the El Shari Alert, and you can go now to the ElShariAlert.com and click on membership to see the benefits that we have provided, which I'm working on some other cool, juicy things. But if you're interested in becoming a member, email me at theElShariAlert@gmail.com, mention this show, and you'll get a discount.
Ooh,
la-la.
I like goodies.
We
really
it.
Do. Yes. So we have a caller on the line, if it's okay, El Shari and Kay Bookman, to take
sure.
a call. Okay. So 504, you're on the line with these amazing ladies. I'm excluded because, you know, I'm the man. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You're on the line. You're on the line with us tonight. How you doing? Where you calling from?
I was calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, how are you
tonight?
Oh, what's your name?
What's up, Christian?
Oh, okay.
Hey.
We know each other. Yay. What's your name?
My name is Nate. My wife's sitting next to me, Patricia.
Hey, Christian.
Hi, Patricia.
Love you guys. Those are my cousins. Love
Hello.
So I have two questions for you.
Uh-huh.
All right, El Shari, I have two questions for you.
Okay.
First question is, how did you transition your ideas and plans into actions, and at what point in your life did that really start happening for you?
I kind of just did it, to be honest. Like I said earlier, it was a joke. And I kind of, it kind of came to me in a dream, and I felt very strongly about it when I woke up the next day, and then I had this whole slogan that went with it, you don't have to be famous to be relevant, do something positive. And I think when I put it down on paper, when I wrote it down, I kept writing the slogan down, I kept writing the El Shari Alert down, and then I kept throwing it out on social media, and if people were asking me questions, so it made me accountable to kind of have to answer them back. So, you know, I can't just come out here and say stuff and not have anything to back it up. And I think after all of that, I just realized I have to do this. And because it bugged me day and night, I just did it. I just took initiative. And that's the thing with me. Everybody comes to me for help on business plans and just about any and everything, events and all of that. And I was like, okay, I'm always consulting people on what to do and how they need to do it. And then, okay, well, here's my time. Since I know what to do, I need to just do it. And I think it was just one of those epiphany days or something, or the light bulb went off, and I just said, okay, well, I have to get up and do it. And I prayed about it, and everything fell in my lap, literally.
That's awesome.
Yeah, totally. So, is there anything else you would like to ask El Shari tonight?
Well, I don't really have any questions. I just want to say to you ladies, this is awesome. I mean, like El Shari said, everything is so negative. Every time you turn on the TV, the radio, you have to guard everything. I mean, I have kids. So, everything around us is constantly walking on eggshells, constantly worried about negative things coming into our ears, into our space, and this is so positive. Like, it's actually motivating me kind of to kind of do what I want to do. I mean, I like to bake and everything, but I'm so fearful
awesome.
That I can't do it. I can't stand out and walk on it, you know, afraid of the failure or if something goes wrong. So it's really good to hear you say, okay, I had some ideas that didn't work out, but eventually I just had to do it. And I think
exactly.
that accountability basically
awesome.
Is kind of like in the Bible in a way, you know, having people hold you accountable, stepping out on it, writing it down, putting it, you know, basically into motion. It's kind of biblical in a way. So
right.
And
exactly.
So I'm glad I tuned in. You guys are doing great.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we're also glad that you bake.
I like cookies. Make sure you get my email down. It's theElShariAlert@gmail.com. I love chocolate chip cookies. I like any kind of cake. Bake me something.
When she says she bakes, if you go to her home, you will be awakened with beautiful pastries in the morning. When she says she bakes,
I couldn't be around that. I'll have to have a personal trainer.
We're talking about heart attacks because I would just totally eat until I just like went unconscious. So you can't do that to Miss P, seriously, because I would just. I would eat all day, but I definitely, you're ready to merge out on there, I'm sure that this goes for El Cherie too. If there's anything that we can help you with or, along the way,
of course.
We're here, definitely.
A part of membership, I help promote people who are even just starting out. So, I have a couple of members who don't even have a logo yet, but, they're like, hey, I wanted to take advantage of this opportunity. So I encourage anyone, if you're looking for extra help, my membership does a lot. We connect you with people in your field. We also make sure that you're promoted well through social media, and I do e-newsletters. And just everywhere I go, I'm going to talk about my members because those are the people who are helping me as I help them. So there's so much, and like I said, you can go to thelcherealert.com and click on membership and just go on there and see what benefits we have. And also I would love for everyone if they check out the site, comment. Make sure you comment. Give some encouraging words to these people that are being featured and saying, hey, I enjoyed, reading your feature. I enjoy what you're doing. I think it's awesome. Make sure you, spread the love. That's what I say every day. Make sure you go around blessing others. And click on I support and tell me what you think about the site. Tell me what you think I should maybe even add or, what you're looking forward to see in the future. Those are kind of things that help me as well as help our members. So, if you don't have to be a well-established organization or business in order to be a part of the El Cherie Alert. So I just, That's it. I'll talk forever. I promise I'll talk forever.
That's amazing. Good to know. I will definitely tune into that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. And save me some cupcakes or something, please.
I will table about that. I'll get you hooked up.
Yay. Thank you so much for calling in, guys.
You,
have a good night.
Thank you. So much.
Thank you. Much
yes.
Success to you both.
I love it. Simply amazing people tonight, Kay Bookman and El Cherie. You see what you guys have, brought this way?
Yay.
More loving people.
I'm excited.
I love it. So we have some more callers on the line. 301, you're on the line with El Cherie. Kay Bookman is Miss P. How you doing tonight? Where you from?
Hey, did you say 301?
Yes, sir. You're
hey,
now
how y'all
tuned
doing?
In. Good in you. What's your name?
This is Sadie Tesla calling from Washington, D.C.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi. Well, what's up, Crystal? What's going on, man? Just wanted to give you a shout-out. I appreciate you, reaching out or what have you. And it was a really good segment, so appreciate it.
Great.
Thank you.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you for
tuning
in.
Yes.
Oh, what's up, Cody? Shout-out to Cody. Shout-out to Nathaniel. Y'all my people. Y'all listening. I haven't talked to y'all forever, but anyway, that's all.
Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Aww.
God bless you too, and that new baby.
Okay. Is it a girl or a boy, Kay Bookman?
Boy.
Yay,
little
bouncing baby.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. So now we have babies and muffins. What else we have? I want it all.
All manner of delicious things right here on the Power Hour tonight.
Exactly.
Loving it.
Absolutely. So once again, El Cherie, tell everybody where they can find you and stay in tune with your awesomeness.
Oh, I love that. Well, you can follow me on Twitter. The El Cherie Alert is actually on Twitter as The El Cherie, just The El Cherie. And I'm also on LinkedIn as The El Cherie Alert. I am on Facebook. You can follow me personally or friend me personally on Facebook, El Cherie Dean. Where else am I? I don't know. Oh, and my email address, of course, the El Cherie Alert @gmail.com, and please, please, please feel free to just engulf yourself with the elsharealert.com. Check it out. Check out the features. Comment. You can leave me a message, just whatever you like. But, yes, you can contact me at thelsharealert@gmail.com. You can even contact me at thelsharealert@gmail.com, @.com, and Twitter, @thelsharee, just thelsharee everywhere. So just look me up. You can find me. I'm sure of it.
Just Google her. That's what I did.
Am
and
I
everything
Googled
pops
it?
Up. Yeah, just throw your
oh, really?
Name in, girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
Girl, you
really?
Better take time to Google yourself.
I got to do that. I got to do that. Okay, so now since you said it, Google me, Elsharee.
Definitely get in tune with Elsharee Alert ASAP, guys. ASAP, follow her. You know, go on her website, subscribe, look around. I had fun. I'm still actually on it, and I'm going to check it out after the segment ends and be a part of it. So everyone, show love, because this is not the end, Elsharee. So don't think you're just going to come over here and be so awesome and then walk away. It's not happening. So
I would love to come back. I would love to be back on the show. This was really fun, and actually this was my first time doing something like this, so I was very nervous. I was putting it all over Twitter, how nervous I was.
I know, and I just kept on giggling, and I don't even know why.
Because I'm just like that. I'm just like that. But, I just want to thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Kay Bookman?
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate you taking the time to come on and making the first episode of the Power Hour exactly what it is.
Yes.
So,
yes. Awesome. Awesome.
Yay.
Or in
Thank
other words,
so
deliciousness.
Much. Yes. The yumminess, the awesomeness, and
whateverness
we can put on there, the cupcakeness, the babiness, and for all everyone who like tuned into the Power Hour. I enjoyed myself tonight, especially having such an amazing host, Kay Bookman. So much love to Kay Bookman for bringing Elsharee to the Intune Show, to the Power Hour.
Okay.
And
well,
thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay, Elsharee. Kay Bookman, what do you think?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm glad.
It went very well.
Yes, it did. It did. It did. And
yeah,
I'm so glad everyone else knows how amazing she is as well now.
Exactly, and how amazing you are as well now, too.
Oh. Thank you.
Of course. So once again, tell everybody how they can, you know, gain interviews with you, because I think, you know, Phoenix is in the chat room trying to give people that info on you. So definitely let people know who are tuned in for the first time where they can find Kay Bookman, how they can get on the Power Hour, and all that yummy stuff.
Certainly. You can tweet me at @K_Bookman on Twitter. You can add me at Kristen Bookman Katon on Facebook, Katon with a Q. And you can email me at kbook.intuned@gmail.com. And I'd be glad to chat up and talk to you about whatever it is you're passionate about.
Oh, my God. Don't y'all just love her? I mean, obviously, you love Kay. You're loved. Like I said, the lines are crazy, and I cannot wait till our next show. So do we have any ideas on the next segment, or, you know, are we going to keep them in tune by just staying in tune with us?
Have a couple ideas. Waiting on a couple of responses. I definitely have a couple things up my sleeve, though. And if you don't mind, I'd like to
give
a quick shout out to my father, Thomas Bookman. His birthday is tomorrow,
Yay.
September 14th. And I know he's listening, and I'm a big daddy's girl, so love
yes.
you, Dad, and wishing you a happy birthday ahead of time.
Absolutely. I mean, live on the radio, happy birthday to you. Okay, I'm not going to kill his ears because we want him to hear his birthday wishes tomorrow. I'm not going to kill his ears, but I'm definitely sending you big hugs and love, Dad. Happy birthday. So any other shout-outs, K-Book?
Oh, dear. Of course, got to shout-out my favorite group in the world, 112. Love
Yay!
Them.
Chrissy, Duran, LaQ,
Miss Duran,
Flynn,
Not a shout out. My love, Melinda Santiago, awesome woman. And she's your sis as well. And I know you love her just as much as I do. And
yes,
I want to shout out the hubby, Cody, for supporting me. And little sis, Rachel. Shout out to Nate and Patty for calling in. Appreciate that. Shout out to Seth for calling in. And shout out to my best friend, Angela, Epso2Fab. I see her tweeting over there in the corner. And if I forgot anyone else, charge it to my head, not to my heart. And I love you all.
Absolutely. Stay in tune for the next K Bookman Hour because it's going to be just like this. Fun. Absolutely. So thank you so much, Kay, for everything tonight. I'm going to, you know, drop a song on them, and then I'm going to let them go. So
okay,
have a good night,
so
Kay.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. Yay, Kay Bookman. Just as awesome as I thought it would be. I was so looking forward to this. El Cherie is amazing. Again, guys, please get in tune with her ASAP at the THELSHERIEALERT.com, ASAP. Get in tune. And for all those who are not following Kay Bookman, the Power Hour, then definitely take the time to do so. Excuse me, at K_Bookman, just like it sounds. Period. Get in tune. You can also check out the rest of our segments and all of the amazing people that are on a team. There's going to be some new additions. Definitely add it to that page. We're just growing, growing, growing every day, and we're always looking for positive, dedicated people to be a part of something bigger than yourself. And what I mean by that is just like, you know, every day it can't just be me, me, me. I mean, it can, but how do you gain? So, again, for all those who are tuning in, excuse me, for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune show, I just want to say it's nothing but love and hugs, baby. Nothing but hugs and love. So I'm going to play a track because, you know, I got to always stick to the things that I say I'm going to do. So I'm going to do those things. And I'm going to play BR and Time Bomb. And I'll be in tune tomorrow, guys, with RL from the group Next. So definitely be in tune for that because it's going to be crazy pants, okay, because I am so in love, okay? So I'm having a little trouble with my system, so, you know, I may not be able to play that, but I'll definitely be able to get in tune with that track that I wanted to originally play maybe tomorrow. So if you listen in, BR and Time Bomb, I love you guys, and I'll definitely have that in rotation for you before the end of the week. I'm going to play now Unbreakable by Karen White, and this is dedicated to all my powerful women out there who is doing a damn thing every single day as moms, as aunts, as cousins, as sisters. Keep doing it. Keep doing it because you know how to do it best. Until next time, guys, stay in tune.
Like skin, deeper name.